With no poker or blackjack, it's quiet in the tub room, just the sound of the speaker drifting in from the day room. It's so quiet you can hear that guy upstairs in Disturbed climbing the wall, giving out an occasional signal. Loo, loo, loo. A bored, uninterested sound, like a baby yells to yell itself to sleep. Thursday, McMurphy says again.
Loo,
yells that guy upstairs. That's Rawler, Scanlon says, looking up at the ceiling. He don't want to pay any attention to McMurphy. Rawler the squaller. He came through this ward a few years back. Wouldn't keep still to suit Miss Ratchet, you remember, Billy? Loo, loo, loo all the time till I thought I'd go nuts. What they should do with that whole bunch of dingbats up there is toss a couple of grenades in the dorm. They're no use to anybody. And tomorrow's Friday, McMurphy says. He won't let Scanlon change the subject. Yeah, Cheswick says, scowling around the room. Tomorrow's Friday. Harding turns a page of his magazine. And that will make nearly a week our friend McMurphy has been with us without succeeding in throwing over the government. Is that what you're saying, Cheswickle? Lord, to think of the chasm of apathy into which we have fallen. A shame, a pitiful shame. The hell with that, McMurphy says. What Cheswick means is that the first series game is going to be played on TV tomorrow. And what are we going to be doing? Mopping up this damn nursery again. Yeah, Cheswick says. Old Mother Ratched's therapeutic nursery. Against the wall of the tub room, I get a feeling like a spy. The mop handle in my hands is made of metal instead of wood. Metal's a better conductor, and it's hollow. There's plenty of room inside it to hide a miniature microphone. If the big nurse is hearing this, she'll really get Cheswick. I take a hard ball of gum from my pocket and pick some fuzz off it and hold it in my mouth till it softens. Let me see again, McMurphy says. How many of you birds will vote with me if I bring up that time switch again? About half the acutes nod yes, a lot more than would really vote. He puts his hat back on his head and leans his chin in his hands. I tell you, I can't figure it out. Harding, what's wrong with you for crying out loud? You afraid if you raise your hand, that old buzzard will cut it off? Harding lifts one thin eyebrow. Perhaps I am. Perhaps I am afraid she'll cut it off if I raise it. What about you, Billy? Is that what you're scared of?
No, I don't think she'd do anything, but...
He shrugs and sighs and climbs up on the big panel that controls the nozzles on the shower, perches up there like a monkey.